Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakeables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you, who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase, NA member FDIC, 2024, JP Morgan Chase & Co.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Pushkin.
Hey, Last Archive listeners. We wanted to share a new project with you from Pushkin president Malcolm Gladwell. It's a new podcast called Legacy of Speed. Legacy of Speed follows the transformation of a San Jose State track program in the 1960s. What started out as a second-tier state college no one outside of California had ever heard of quickly became known as the home to Speed City. The guidance of one coach and his unconventional techniques launched the careers of the fastest sprinters of the day. Host Malcolm Gladwell, a competitive runner himself, traces the journeys of those sprinters who went on to ignite a boycott movement and protest the 1968 Summer Olympics. Malcolm talks to Olympic athletes, sports journalists, performance coaches, and documentarians, and you'll hear from some of the best runners of all time, Tommy Smith, John Carlos, and Lee Evans. It's a story about athletes who dared to take a stand and the mentors who made them fast and brave enough to pave the way for the sports activism we see today. Here's episode one. You can follow the story by searching for Legacy of Speed wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, would you explain to the people of America exactly what you did and why you did it?
First of all, Howard, I would like to say I'm very happy to have won.
At the Summer Olympics in 1968, two American sprinters stepped onto the victory stand. They accepted their medals, one gold, one bronze. Then, as the Star-Spangled Banner played, they bowed their heads and raised their fists.
The right glove that I wore on my right hand signified the power within Black America.
That image of two Black athletes standing in defiant, silent protest is one of the most famous moments in sports history. But the story behind it is bigger than sports. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, and I'm hosting a new podcast from Pushkin Industries called Legacy of Speed. It's about a group of unlikely characters from a scrappy state college track team who changed the world. The school was San Jose State. The track coach was an eccentric named Bud Winter, whose methods seemed strange at first. Then
I said to myself, this is the first genius I ever met. His mind was always busy of how to make us run faster.
Using techniques he'd tested on fighter pilots, Bud turned good sprinters into great sprinters.
John Carlos, who runs the turn like no one ever has, just speeding away from his opposition here, moving away.
And as the world records fell, San Jose State became known as Speed City. And its citizens were the fastest humans on the planet. But something else was happening at San Jose State.
A sports stage can be transformed into a platform
to make statements that people cannot help but hear.
A former athlete turned professor named Harry Edwards started a social justice movement on campus. Speed City's biggest stars led the movement, and Olympics officials tried to stop it. What happened next was that iconic protest. And decades later, athletes are still trying to change the world.
Overnight, San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick refusing to stand during the national anthem again.
And athletes inspired by Bud Winter are still shattering records.
Usain Bolt, look at the time, 9.58 world record!
Join me for a trip to Speed City. Listen to Legacy of Speed wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.